Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You turn to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Jeb Achiever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and cities thereabout. We do thank God for being here with you once more and again. And we want you to know, we thank God for you, and you. Those that listen on a continued basis, we send you lots of love and hugs to let you know that we appreciate you. We really, really do. Oh, yes, we really love you. Now, if you want to tell us what God is doing for you or what he's done for you, as you listen to this broadcast, you can call us at 347-857-3925. Call us while we're on the air, if you will. All right? Bless God. Yes, I'm waiting to hear from you. I want to know that you're being blessed by this broadcast. Okay, here is
today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We magnify your name, Lord. Father God, you are King of kings and Lord of lords, giving you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord, Father God, that we are yet still amongst the living, Lord Father. Father God, as we call out some of the names, Lord Father God, that we have on the prayer list, Lord Father God. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to continue to have your way, Lord Father God. And all of them, Lord Father God, as I continue to lay my hands, Lord Father God, upon the prayer list, Lord Father. Asking you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness of sin, Lord Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions, Lord Father. We thanking you, Lord Father God, for being that merciful God, Lord Father. Father God, we praying today, Lord Father God, for Cindy right now, Lord Father God, that been in a car accident, Lord Father God, that has broken bones, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her, Lord Father God. Touch her family right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord Father. Father, today, Lord, if she don't know you, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to place someone, Lord Father God, in her path, Lord Father God, that would lead her, Lord Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, for the family right now, Lord Father God, of the missing young man, Lord Father God, to cut a clandin right now, Lord Father God. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch them right now, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father God, that he will be returned, Lord Father God, safely, Lord Father God. No hurt, harm, or danger, Lord Father God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord Father God, for you to touch Pamela, Lord Father God. Touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father God, from the crown of her head, Lord Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that are sick in their bodies right now, Lord Father, we speak against it all infirmity, Lord Father God. Be cleared up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you for cleansing the blood stream right now, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done, Lord, Father. Father God, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father. And Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for hearing the prayers right now, Lord. Oh, Father God, today we cry out for mercy, Lord, Father. Father God, those that are seeking your face, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for showing up, Lord, Father God, and showing out, Lord, Father God. Father God, today have mercy, Lord, Father God, upon our listeners, Lord, Father God. You know what they need, Lord, Father God. Those that are listening now, Lord, Father God, and intend to, Lord, Father God, to listen at a later time, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you, Lord, for just working it out for them, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, those that seek deliverance, need healing, Lord, Father. Touch their spirit, man, Lord, Father God, their minds right now, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We pray, Lord, Father God, for the fivefold ministry, Lord, Father. Continue, Father God, to strengthen those, Lord, Father God, that are still, Lord, Father God, standing, Lord, upon your word, Lord, Father God. Shield, protect them right now, Lord, Father God. When they feel they're weak, Lord, Father God, give them that strength, Lord, Father God, to carry on, Lord, Father. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. Father God, canceling all assignment, Lord, Father God, that is sent towards this broadcast, Lord, Father God, that would try to hinder, Lord, Father, interrupt, Lord, Father God. Anything, Lord, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over it right now, Lord, Father God, as I hold to you, Lord, Father God, my apostle and pastor, Lord, Father God. Father God, I ask you, Lord, Father God, to decrease them, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them, Lord, Father, as the word come forth, Lord, Father. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen to you all today. Praise God, praise God. I tell you, it's a beautiful day, even though there's an overcast here. But it's a beautiful day anyway, just because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Amen, amen. Now let us give you a little word. Praise the Lord. The best educated human being is the one who understands most about the life in which he is placed. The best educated human being is the one who understands most about the life in which he is placed. Ah, is that you today? We thank God for you, you and you, being here again today. We glorify the Lord today for what he's doing in his mighty acts among men. We thank God for Pastor Sharon, that dynamic speaker, you know, hallelujah, preacher, yes, yes, yes. We thank God for Sister Diane, too. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, yes. And we thank God for Nathan. Yes, our little prophet here today. Yes, we thank God for him being here. And most of all, we thank God for you, you, and you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. I sound like my throat is a little, you know, it is. All right? Praise God. Today, we're going to talk to you about the blood. We're just going to go and just tell you a few things about the blood. I know you don't hear much about the blood today, and people don't talk about the blood and all of that or say anything concerning it too much. We will mention the scripture about when the Lord told him to put the blood on the doorpost. Now, we do say that, you know. And now, listen, that was a type and a shadow. But now the blood is on the doorpost of our hearts. That's where it is today. All right? And it
you know, people want to keep it limited, but it is not limited to one place where the blood is, okay? And what it's for, praise God. You know, we had got in the habit of saying the blood here, and we put the blood on that, but we don't talk about it too much anymore. We don't sing them bloody songs too much anymore either, do we? We done got away from that. Well, it's still nothing but the blood, all right? I'm an avid believer in that it is nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded of what Matthew 26 says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many, for the remission of sin." He said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Huh? This is what it's all about. Yes, yes. I know you don't want to hear no bloody mess. You want to hear something to tell you about how to get some green money. That's what you want. Y'all done got so into the color, you don't want no brown pennies, no silver dimes. Hey, all you want is some green bills. Well, I can tell you, there's that $1 bill. Do you want that? Come on now, you better speak up now. What do you want here today? Oh, my God. But it's nothing but the blood. It's take the blood to get it all. Did you know that? Praise God. Now, why did I want to talk about that today? Well, let me say this. The blood was dealt with, has always dealt with the power of sin and its guilt that was in our lives. That is the most important part of it. You know that. Now, people will talk about everything. They'll argue about everything. One day we're going to talk about the baptism because we always arguing about that. Why do we argue? You know, you may believe it one way, somebody else may believe it another, but it's nothing to argue about. You say, well, you got to do it the right way. Well, listen, everyone say the different way to be baptized. Some say immersed, some say baptized in Jesus' name and all of this. And we argue, you know. There's no reason to argue. And then you go with the blood. Well, you know, when you take communion, you know, yes, you take communion, but it's just an emblem of what you should do, example of what you should do. You ain't going to drink nobody's blood. You know you're not, you know, and all. So let's just call it what it is today, okay? Now, let me tell you one thing. The Bible say you are the temple of God, isn't it? He calls you that, huh? But let me tell you, over in Corinthians, he says what? That is, you qualifies us. It qualifies us to be. See, the blood qualifies us to be what? The temple of the living God. The place where Jesus resides, God resides. It qualifies us for that. You know what? Because it says, we just going to give you a scripture to on that. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Did you hear that? See, we don't know that today, huh? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:16. We don't know that. We do not know that, do we know it? But it qualifies us to be that. Do you see the temple of God, the blood of Jesus? And you thought it was nothing, didn't you? We're going to come to some more scriptures to you concerning that, because it's very important to understand that, you know. Now, as we go on, the blood has done what? Given us an inheritance, haven't it? It has given us an inheritance among all the saints. And listen, let me tell you something about that inheritance. It cannot be annulled. You know how you get married today and next week you want to annul it? Annul it? As if you ain't never been married? See, when you get your inheritance through the blood, let me tell you one thing. You can't annul it. You can't just say it ain't so, it ain't this, and it ain't that. It already happened. God has already promised. Whether you receive it or not, it's still already been a promise to you. And as you go into Ephesians, you will find out more about it, We're not going to take a whole lot of time, but we're just going to talk about it just a little bit, tell you here and there what it's for, what the blood is for. And let me tell you, it gave us the legal right. Gave us a legal right, do you say, to come in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you like that? The blood of Jesus gave us the legal right to come in his presence. And when we come, we can come anytime. There's no set time for us to come into his presence. Why can you do that? Let's just put this out there. He say, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world, didn't he? So now you should always have the presence of God, invoke it to do what? To become present time, now. The now factor should always be there. Do you get it? You got a right to it, all right? You got a right to it. When you want to read, you can read in Hebrews. Get in the Hebrews, around the 4th chapter, you can get in and read that about it. But I'm not going to go into full details because we'll be here till next year. Okay? And listen, now, you use this a lot. The blood of Jesus against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus. You hear that all the time, especially in the Pentecostal church. You may not hear it nowhere else, all right? But you know it's against, it's a protection against Satan, now ain't it? And all his demons. That's what it is. And we repeat it. We say it. I don't know if we believe it or not, because a lot of times nothing happened and the devil gets the victory. And I wonder how much do you believe what you say when you say Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you, or you're telling, you're a liar. Satan, you're a liar. The devil is a lie. You know, in other words, you're putting the blood on him, right? You're putting the blood of Jesus that's in your life on him and let him know he can't cross the bloodline. Well, come on now, you're telling that. Draw your line, an imaginary line. Draw your imaginary line. Say, Satan, you cannot cross this line. You can do that, you know. And let me tell you, if you say it with conviction and you say it with you really do believe it, do you know something will happen? Just because you said it. Because what did he tell you to do? He said, anything you ask the Father in my name, I'll do it. And when you bind the hand of Satan from your life or wherever, your house or your car, wherever, this is what happens. Because what? Of the bloodline. Okay? Now, let me tell you, you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, haven't you? Now, if you don't know that, you got a problem, okay? But you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. So, therefore, you have protection against Satan and his demons. Now, you say, well, what happens when some of the people get demons? I said, because they opened the door and invited him in. That's how he came in. He can't come in unless you open the door and invite him in. okay? But other than that, you have protections against him, okay? That's why you say that. You wanted to know, didn't you? Oh, praise God. Now you do. Bless God. Hallelujah. Do you know also the blood has made us to be overcomers? Huh? Anything that Satan try his best. Notice I say try. Anything that Satan tries to do to you, harm you, and he can throw some bad stuff at us. Hmm? And some of you have had a lot of bad things happen to you. I know I have. Okay? But you know he only does that to do what? To make you become a failure, make you give up, throw in the towel, quit. He really wants to make you quit, you see, give up. And he going to tell God, see, I told you he wouldn't make it. You take everything from it. Take his put sickness on him and let him get sick to death, like almost, and he gonna give up on you and put this on you and put that on you and take all his friends and let this happen to you. And what happens? You begin to think about giving up. But honey, if you can just reach back long enough, you know, and know that he has already made you to be an overcomer, and I'm talking about in this life. Because you can walk in victory at all times if you remember that. You know, Paul, all through his writings, you find out that Paul, when he gave his life to the Lord, he just gave it up to God. He found out he was victorious in every way he went. Whatever happened to him, he was victorious. He was an overcomer. And you are the same, because God has made us to be overcomers in this life so that we can walk in victory at all times, you know. Well, why the saints are so defeated today and they got so many problems, huh? I told you this too shall pass. Trouble don't last always. It seems like it's always, because it looked like, man, every year, year in and year out, this is going on, that's going on. Huh? Well, have you caused some of this stuff yourself? You allowed the enemy to come in and take up residence? You rented him a room in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit? Did you do that? Did you forget that the blood has made you to be an overcomer? Have you forgotten that? Huh? Faith and trust, have you forgotten that? How can you be an overcomer if you don't believe and trust him? Can you tell me that? You got to believe in the blood of Jesus, you know. Remember when he sent out some disciples, he sent them out on this mission and everything, and they come back with a good report. Some of them did, some of them didn't. And then when you look around and he told them, you know, what it was expected of them, what they had to do, except you eat my body and drink my blood, and they thought he was talking about physically, to be cannibalism. He wasn't telling you to be a cannibal, cannibalist, praise God. He was not telling us to do that, and some people still today think that's what he meant. That is not what he meant. Take his blood. You believe in his blood. Do you believe he shed his blood on Calvary just for you? Do you believe it? Every drop of blood that came out of his body was for you, 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 and you, whatever your problem is, whatever pains you got, whatever sadness and whatever the situation, and you're a little discouraged and all of this, this blood was for all of that. He made you to be an overcomer. You're not made to fail. Failure is not in your vocabulary. Hello, somebody. Cause what? The blood purchased us. He purchased us as individuals to enjoy a personal Savior, a personal relationship with Him. See, now you have a relationship with Him through the blood. Huh? You thought you had whatever your name is, blood, your daddy's blood, your mama's blood, or somebody. You got, when you get born again, you got Jesus' blood now. It doesn't change. Your DNA just changed. Because the blood of Jesus made it so. You get it? For each individual, got its own blood. See, when you go to the doctor tell you need a blood transfusion, right? So when Jesus purchased you, you had one of those packs with your name on it, your kind of blood that you needed for yourself, for whatever you're going through. Do you get the picture? The blood of Jesus. It's purchased. Each individual person right now, I don't care who you are, if you have some too. He want to change your DNA. He want to change your bloodline where the doctors say that your blood ain't no good. You say, oh, no, but I got the blood of Jesus running through my veins, so I know it's healed me for whatever you're talking about, doctor. Say, my heart is pumping Jesus' blood. It's going through my arteries right now. See, you begin to name it. See, because the blood is very well for you. Not just the other person, but for you. It's made for you, you and you too. This is, we not just got a corner on it. We got a corner on what was for us, for my DNA, to make me a personal relationship with Him. He had to put the kind I needed, what I needed for me to be an individual. Do you see? Come on. Each individual has what? Different DNAs, don't they? And that means the blood that's running warm in your veins. And it ain't blue. Okay? And it ain't white. You see, we want to color the blood. Blood ain't got but one color, red. Okay, red, did you hear that? That's the only color he got? Red, okay. Oh, my gosh, let me tell you one thing. When I thought about it, and I just took notes all over my paper, let me tell you, the blood has cleansed us from all sin. And when it cleansed us from all sin, what did it do for us? It gave us freedom, didn't it? It gave us freedom and power over sin. You power, because He gave you power over all the sin. You don't have to be doing them things you used to do. You do them because you want to do them. That's your choice to do them. You want to ignore the fact that the blood of Jesus cleanses you and makes you white as snow. So any impurities that was found in you had to go. Remember now, when they pinched him in the side, the blood and water ran out, didn't it? All the impurities was running out of that gash in his side. You see? Did you ever think about that? Think about it now. Just coming out. See, He was making you, washing you clean, because when His blood was shed and it began to run down Calvary's hill, and it was running and running and running, and it didn't just begin to touch those that was around. They saw it running down the hill, and as it run down, it came on down through 42 generations. Till it touched us. But I could throw something in that when it got to the 42nd generation, there was another generation that came up, the 43rd generation, which became
us. Hello. Praise God. Hallelujah. Huh? So it cleansed us, didn't it? Huh? He gave us something to wash us clean so that we can come before his throne of grace. Huh? So that we can come before his throne of grace. Do you get the picture? Huh? My God, God is a good God, ain't he? Ain't he good? Hallelujah. He had to clean us before we come. After he purchased us, he purchased us as we were. Huh? We wasn't clean then. Now don't come up and say you were born clean now. Take that to somebody that don't know no better. Huh? Ain't none of us was born clean. He say we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Somebody shaped us in most sin. Hello, somebody. You see, somebody shaped us. And the people that was in our life shaped us. Do you get it? You didn't think about that, huh? But let's go on a little further. Now, when you begin to walk with these keys, these blood keys, what I want you to do is stand on the word. Stand on them. They're all in the scripture, all through the scripture. Huh? Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Do you hear that? There has to be a sacrifice. Do you hear me today? There has to be a sacrifice. That's what he says in Hebrews 9. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. There got to be a sacrifice. Now, that does not mean you go out there and kill somebody. We have to clarify these things because people take it the wrong way. Well, they say the Bible say that, and so are we going to shed some blood? You know how people do. There's some countries that do that. They cut themselves, pierce themselves so that they can bleed and say that they're sacrificed. Huh? He did not tell you to do that. You got another bunch of people that do snake handlers. They do snake handling, and they say that if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't do that. But my Holy Ghost don't tell me to go handle snake. He didn't tell me to drink strychnine and all that. I just trust him. I trust him in what he said. When I committed myself unto him, see, and then the blood, his blood, flowed through me. He gave me a visible transfusion. That when he came through this body, you know, those of you that accept Jesus, you know there was a change in you. And you felt some warm presence go through your body. Some of you might have begun to shake like an earthquake was going on. You know, but you felt something different. You knew that you had been changed. You knew that you had that transfusion. Jesus just put his blood right through your body, change your blood that you had from the beginning. When he made you, you had some blood, huh? But that blood had to change because of sin, huh? That blood was contaminated. That when Adam left the garden, that blood was contaminated. So Jesus put into effect, when he left, he put into effect his plan. As you say, he got plan A and plan B and plan C. Well, his plan B was at work. Huh? Because he did what? He was getting ready to send his only begotten son that he would do what? Redeem sinful men and women. Don't think just men and you women ain't getting off. It's both of us. That's what he did. Oh, Lord have mercy, because that is what it is. It ain't nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son,
that cleanses us from all sin. Ain't nobody else can do it. Buddhas and everybody else you name and Halle, but I mean whatever them people name you, can't none of them people change you. You can make a choice to do what they say, but they cannot change you like Jesus can. Jesus cleansed you of your old religious ways and habits. Do you see why people hate it when you call the name of Jesus? Can't you imagine why? Because when they hear you say the blood of Jesus or Jesus, something happens to them, and they don't like it because they don't want to change. Thought about that? Why are they fighting you saying Jesus in church, but in school and everywhere, in the courthouse and everywhere else, they fighting you by saying it if it didn't mean nothing? Saints, stop being so crazy. You know it means something. When you say the blood of Jesus, they get, they scared because something begins to take place on them when you say it. And that's why they don't like it. Huh? They don't want you. They trying to wipe it out. Because listen, you still can't wipe out Jesus. You can't wipe out the blood. You cannot get rid of any of that. No matter how they try to make it a law for us not to say it, not to have it in school or tell our children to wear a T-shirt. Now, you know all that's dumb. You know that's some dumb stuff. If you can, the witch can wear his stuff or her stuff, they can look like who they are. Why can't we look like who we are and who we serve? Because what? When they hear that name, Jesus, whoo, hallelujah, somebody ought to praise God. When they hear the name Jesus, and when you say it like you mean it, when you say it with authority, oh, Lord, how much to make me feel some kind of good already. Hallelujah. Just thinking about it, how you make the devil tremble every time. See? And don't you be afraid not to be afraid to say it. I know I told the principal one time, I said, listen, don't call me to say nothing. I said, because I can't help but say something about Jesus. So now if you in trouble, your school in trouble, if I say it, don't call me. I said, because I am going to talk about Jesus. I can't help it. That's what I do. Period. Behind every sentence, I put Jesus. You see? And you know people don't like, well, she's violating this. And I'm sorry, but I'm a violator. Huh? Because I've been bought with a price. He paid a price for me. Do you hear what I'm saying? When he bought me, he paid a price. What about you? I know when he paid that price for you, let me tell you, you're a valuable piece of property for Jesus. Do you get the picture? Because he shed his own blood for you to have this right. Every one of us have redemption through the blood and the forgiveness of our sins through the blood. Every one of us, we have that right. God has given us that legal right. Do you see? Don't give up because somebody don't like it. The best thing they can do is get with it. Join in. See? Join in with it. It's something that you know something is to it. You know things happen when you mention it. And they're afraid. People are afraid. And most of the people, most of them in America, not everybody, because there's some people that don't know nothing about Jesus because the parents are not teaching their children about Jesus anymore in his blood. They don't want them to go to church to learn nothing. If they go to learn, they're going to try to beat it out of them when they get home. See? So listen, let me tell you, you are precious in his sight because he shed his blood just for you. He redeemed you, huh? He bought that old rundown field which you had in your life, what you've been doing, nothing. Everything was dead and dried up. And he came that you may have life, and that more abundantly through his blood. Do you get the picture? Hello, anybody? Somebody? Lord, have mercy. Nothing but the blood. See, you know you've been redeemed now. It wasn't silver and gold. It wasn't your conversation. It was Jesus. It was Jesus. And I call it the precious blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of the Lamb. And the Lamb didn't have no blemish on it. No spot of blemish. And what is happening to us, huh? The blood that is in us is purified. It's purified. Did you get it? It's purified. Yes, it is. Ooh, you ain't just being justified by his, You've been saved from the wrath through him by his blood. By his blood. See, he shed his blood that you can have all these things. He shed his blood that you can have anything, that you can ask him anything. Do you get the picture? This is what he did. Oh, let me run down a little thing, few things till you drown here now, huh? Only the blood of Jesus can cause us to be reconciled back to God. No good works can make us worthy. Did you hear that? You can go on over there in Ephesians 2 if you feel so led to do it. But I'm telling you that was the only thing that the blood did for us, was to do what? Reconcile us back to God. Because we had lost our way. And I know you say, I didn't lose my way. Yes, you did. Image of Adam, you came here in the image of Adam, you lost your way. But the second man, Adam, brought you back. Okay, hallelujah. Amen. Only the blood of Jesus can cause us to be forgiven, released from sin, and accepted as his children. More, we are called the sons of God. We are called the sons of God. The sons of God. That's who we call. Only by the blood of Jesus. Did you know that? Yes, it is. Now, let me tell you. Only the blood of Jesus can cause us to receive the gifts of eternal life. See, you didn't have that before. And when you receive the gifts of eternal life, what else do you do? And you receive all the benefits that go with it. See? He say he bestow upon his daily benefits, don't he? Isn't that what he say? Daily benefits. You don't just every other day or once a week, once a month, twice a year. It's every day. His daily benefits is what he gives to you. Because what? Of the blood. Do you get it today? Because of the blood. And I like this. I love it. 2 Corinthians, I like that. Only the blood can cause us to become a new creation. And he can take what? And make the old things pass away. You're new now. You know what the songwriters used to say? I looked at my hands and my hands were new. I looked at my feet and they were too. You ever sung that song? Well, you may not be from the old church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that is a song. Oh, yeah. Nothing but the blood. Now, let me tell you. Only the blood of Jesus. Now, not my blood. Not none of my sister blood, my brother blood, nobody blood but Jesus can cause our lives to be altered in such a way that we are totally changed. You know, people don't understand. Well, I knew them when they were drug addicts. I knew them when they was out there on the corner. I knew them when they was out there selling everything they thought they could sell, and they stealing and all of this. I knew them when. Well, the when is gone because the end is here. And what is the end? You have been altered to the point you are totally changed from what you used to be. Do you hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because of the blood. Only because of the blood. Did you hear what I'm saying? Only because of the blood. Did you hear that? Totally changed. Now, I know you say, well, I remember them. You know, your relatives, most of your relatives, that's all they but think about is what you used to be and what you did before. Well, that's past. Leave the past in the past. And let's go on to the now. What am I now? What do you see now? Do you see me doing the same thing I was doing before? If I do the same thing I was doing before, the blood ain't washed me clean. I'm still dirty. You see? You're still dirty. Do you get the picture here? If you can do the same thing you used to do, I don't care what it was you were doing, you lying, drinking, stealing, running around, whoremongering, whatever you were doing. If you still doing it, you ain't clean yet. Hello? You ain't clean. That's all. You ain't clean. Read the book, 2 Corinthians, read 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter. Just begin to read. I want you to become a reader now and find out. Now, only the blood of Jesus, I like this, can make us qualified to receive, come on now, the power of the Holy Ghost in its fullness and become effective in his hand. Only the blood of Jesus can do that. See? And you thought you didn't have no power, did you? Once you get washed in that blood, clean through and through, let me tell you, the power of God begins to operate in your life. It qualifies you that the Holy Ghost can be a recipient in you, that it can work through you to get whatever God needs to be done. Did you get it? Whatever God needs to get done. Can you see that? Oh, Lord. You know what? It's doing something right now. Do you know that? You're going to live in victory because only the blood of Jesus can help you live in victory. And over any circumstances in your life, I don't care how often those circumstances appear, how much people try to bring them up, let me tell you, the blood of Jesus has still washed it away and will help you live in a victorious life. Do you hear me? Can you hear me today? Praise our God. The blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Oh, I'm so sorry that the church world today done forgot all about the blood. I'm very sorry for them. You know that you know you go to church, you hear church service, and seem like they just don't remember the blood no more. I guess they have communion. I don't know. Some people say they drink real wine. Some of them say grape juice. I don't know what they do. You know, you don't hardly see nobody doing it too much. Just a few of the oldsters doing it. Just a few. But victory is in the blood. All right? Only the blood of Jesus can bring you into a place of wholeness. wholeness, wholeness, okay? Wholeness and holiness in your spirit, soul, and body. That's the only the blood can do that. Ain't no man can do it. I don't care if Joseph Smith, Sun Moon Young, or whatever Moon Sun, whatever their name is, they cannot, you hear what I'm saying, make you whole. Spirit, soul, and body. They can't do it. Only the blood of Jesus can do it, people. Only the blood of Jesus can do it. Did you know it today? Only the blood of Jesus can do it. Did you get that? Woo, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. You know the stuff you used to do? The blood of Jesus can take all that away. You want to quit smoking? The blood of Jesus will do it. Now, if you don't believe him, you're going to keep on smoking. Because you want to smoke. That's what it is. It'll keep you from any transgressions. It'll keep you from it if you want to be kept. If you don't want to fornicate, he will keep you from fornicating. You know, when you want a girlfriend, a boyfriend, you want to be going around here with all this, you know what the next thing going to lead to when you got a girlfriend, a boyfriend. Next thing, you want to be a bad friend. Now, the blood of Jesus can hang that all out the window now. He can get rid of that. See? Holy Ghost, but you're going to have that Holy Spirit in there. You're going to have to give it full power in you. Let it work. Let it work. Because, you know, only the blood of Jesus can release us, too. He can release us from these sins. And you know them lying liars, them lies we tell? He can release you from that. You say, but I can't help myself. Yes, you can. Stop lying. You're lying to yourself now. Okay? If you want to stop, anything you want to stop, you can do it because the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, will do what? Release you from it. Yes, he will. Come on, somebody. Yes, he will. Oh, God. You know, God is good. God is good. God is good. And let me tell you what else it can do. Only the blood of Jesus can do. Meet your every need. Did you hear that? You didn't know that, did you? What you need, God got it. You know, you didn't sing that thing. What you need, God got it. What you need, God got it. Listen here. If he say he got it, he got it. And listen, through the blood of Jesus, you can be, have whatever you need. But you're going to have to ask him. Don't sit up and demand it. It's just going to come just like that. What you need God to do? Touch your body. You need God to touch your children. You need God to. And stop trying to make Ken your child is so perfect. And you know he or she is a big devil. How can you get them delivered if you're going to sit up and hold them in their sins and in their mess? So then you make yourself, you say, well, I'm saved, and I want, no, if you holding them up, you sinning too. Come on now. I know that's a little tough, but it's the truth anyhow. It's so much of this going on today, and it's why we got a barrage of children doing damnable things. You see them on that road and you won't try your best. You like, what's his name, Eli. You like him. Close your eyes and ears to what children your children are doing. Don't care how old they are. It could be the elementary school, daycare school, because they can get bad in daycare, they bad these days, you know. But we say, oh, that's so cute. That's not cute. You're opening a door for Satan to work. Instead of doing it like Romans 6 tells you about the open door, that Jesus can open a door for work to be carried on within us through his spirit. See, he opens the door for the work to go on. But sometimes people won't open the door for Satan to do what? Take over their children. And the next thing, your child is somewhere in jail or mental institution. Because we wouldn't hear what thus saith the Lord. When somebody begin to tell you about the blood of Jesus, when somebody begin to tell you that you need to bring your child to church or send them to church or something, you know, help them out. See? It sounds hard. It's not hard. It's easy to do when you know that it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to read a little scripture here that I wrote for myself here. It says, Acts 20 say, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Pastors, you are responsible. Did you hear me? You don't want to hear it? You can read 20:28, I believe that's this verse it is, 20:28. That you take heed to yourself. Look at your flock. Look at your flock. What you got to do for your flock. Your flock is looking at you. The Holy Ghost made you the overseer to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. He wants you to know this is personal now. I've given you a charge, leaders. I've given you a charge. And you're going to have to keep it. Because I paid for this. I paid for it for every one of your flock. I paid for it for you yourself. I paid for it. So watch over them. Take care of them. And let them know. It's nothing but the blood that will make you whole. It's nothing but the blood that will heal you. It's nothing but the blood that will provide for you of whatever it is that you need, be it in your household materially or financially, or whatever it is that you need. It's nothing but the blood. You need the blood to get through it all today, to get through this country. You need the blood of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm into the blood today, praise God. And let me tell you, the blood is moving right now, hallelujah. And it's washing, it's making somebody whole right now. It's touching you where you need it most at this time. It is touching you right now. Let it touch you. Call us at 347-857-3925. Let us know that the blood is touching you right now. You are accepting the blood, your new DNA coming forth right now. It's coming forth in you. We sending that transfusion to you right now. You getting it right now in the name of Jesus. Open up your heart and let it in. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. The doorposts of your heart, those of you that got heart trouble and every kind of thing the doctor says is wrong with your heart, palpitations or whatever, right now the blood of Jesus is going through that heart right now. Oh, God, to bring oxygen to it, to make the arteries work right. Right now in the name of Jesus, you receive it. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Every blood clot that is formed through, or the enemy is going through your veins trying to clot your blood. Right now we bind that spirit of clotting up in Jesus' name, that you will have pure, good circulation because the blood of Jesus is flowing through right now to dissolve every blood clot in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to thank God right now. Right now, because he's doing it right now. Right now, lay your hands on yourself if you want to, on your head. If you got a aneurysm in your brain or somewhere up in your head, the doctors say what's happening up there. In the name of Jesus, we say we touch it right now in Jesus' name, that it will be made whole in the name of Jesus, will not be found again in Jesus' name. And it's so. It is so right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that it is so at this hour right now. You receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. It's yours. Huh? It's yours. He promised to heal you. He shed his blood for the healing of the nation. It's yours right now. Come on, somebody. Get it now. Get it now. Receive it. I want to hear a testimony that God had healed you, that you feel it right now. We submit those that may have an issue of blood. We command that it dry up right now from the root. Dry up right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And those of you that are being troubled by Satan right now, we just tell him, you tell him, talk to him. You got to talk to him. Say, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, right now. Will not accept any more of these anxiety attacks. I will not accept those suicidal thoughts anymore, because the blood of Jesus is against you. It ain't bad enough for me to commit suicide. I'm calling in the blood right now. I'm calling in the blood right now. Every witchcraft, demonic force that has been sent has come against me. The blood of Jesus is against you. Right now in the name of Jesus, I cast it forth in out of darkness that will never return again. Satan, the blood is against you. In the name of Jesus. Will not, the bloodline is here right now. It will not come to my house again. Talk to it. Talk to it right now. Pour the blood of Jesus upon it right now. Take your faith and pour it on right now. Pour it on. Saturate it. Saturate your life with the blood. Saturate your home with the blood. Saturate your children with your blood. Your job, your car, everything that you have, saturate it with the blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that it is so. In Jesus' name. He shunned the Bahosha. He cannot the Yapaha. He kidded the Bahosha. Somebody's getting touched right now. Somebody in their legs, every you getting touched right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And there's a little somebody that's listening is behind your neck. Somehow behind your neck is something stuck there. And you need a release. In that neck area, in the name of Jesus, I speak to it right now. The blood of Jesus will loose it right now in Jesus' name. Feel back there now. Move your neck, and you'll find that it's all right. You're loose right now in the name of Jesus, because the blood has washed you, made you whole. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I hope you grab a hold this day, whatever it is you need, because the blood of Jesus is flowing even to you right now. And for your healing, for your deliverance, whatever it you need this day, just reach out by faith and grab a hold of it. Because what? That blood is such a precious thing. The blood is the blood of Jesus. Now, I better say the blood of Jesus, because there's so many blood going around these days. We're not talking about the animal blood, but we're talking about the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. From the day of when he was crucified on the cross, that blood is still powerful. It is still what is needed. That blood is of great value. We don't have to offer up sacrifice of animals any longer. Why? Because the blood of Jesus was valuable enough to accomplish everything that is needed to be done. And I mean, the word from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, what? And that's a question mark. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not of your own? For verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So when someone's saying to you this and that, you say, well, it's my body. I can do whatever thing I want to do. But according to 1 Corinthians, it tells you what? Your body is the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. The temple, in other words, what's the temple? We're the place of or object of which God dwells as the body of a Christian. In other words, it's a place that Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in. The Holy Spirit dwells in you, and it becomes the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember when he talked about that is a temple that is not made by hand. We are the temple today where he dwells inside of us. So whatever we need today, we have to always go back to the blood of Jesus and know that when we plead the blood of Jesus over our mind and over our home, the blood of Jesus is so powerful. We talked about there's life in the blood, and you know the blood of Jesus is even more powerful. Why? Because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the El Shaddai. He's more than enough. He's my supply when I need it today. All I got to say, I plead the blood. Lord, we cover this home under the blood. And you say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, and my God, in him will I trust. Why? The blood is so powerful. When you start saying Jesus or the blood of Jesus, something on the inside starts stirring up. And according to Romans, the verse 1, it reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Why? Because there is no condemnation. You were made in sin, right? And you were what? And now that you come on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation. It doesn't matter what they say. If you are this, you're this, you're that. You what? You are walking what? As a new person. Why? Because you're like the woman of God said, your DNA has been what? Changed. Just like the greatest example, there's people that need blood transfusion. But you know what? When your blood transfusion come from the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a change in what? Your character. There's a change in how you see things. There's a change on your outlook of life. There's a change that lets you know you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You can say, I am an overcomer. Why? Because the greater man live on the inside. And you know that because he dwells there, there is power in the name of Jesus. And according to verse Acts 20, verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit hath made you an overseer. And when the woman of God was reading that scripture, I'm reminded
in the book of Genesis, when God was creating things and he gave Adam all of dominion over the flocks, right? In other words, he gave him, he was able to name things, right? He was able to name the bird, you know, we call it the parrot, the hawk, the fly, the rat. He was calling all these things into existence. And then God said, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. So when God purchased us with his blood, right, because he redeemed us back from the curse, right, he redeemed us back when the first Adam messed up, he redeemed us as the second Adam. And because we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, because we belong to him, and he just saying, I'm giving you the opportunity, pastors, leaders, to handle what I created on earth. I'm giving you up an opportunity to mold them. I'm giving you an opportunity to bring them into righteousness. I'm giving you an opportunity to teach them the law of God or the word of God. I'm giving you an opportunity. So he letting us know that, listen, they belong to me. So when we belong to Jesus, your people belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to really pay attention to what we do. Why? Because God is the one that looking above, and he sees everything. He knows all things. The thing about it is a lot of time we don't pay attention. If God knows the heart of man, right, he knows what you're about to say. He knows your heart. Nothing is hidden before him. So even though, because nothing is hidden before him, he knows the real deal. So we cannot pretend, right? We cannot act like this doesn't matter or that doesn't matter. What doesn't matter to man matters to God. God cares about each and every person today. And then we were reminded about the woman with the issue of blood. Even though we were talking about the blood, but her issue of the blood, she needed God's blood now. She needed God's word. She needed the blood of Jesus in her life. And this time, this issues in your life, and it takes the blood of Jesus, it takes the anointing, it takes God to touch you, it takes God to rejuvenate you, it takes God to build you up, it takes God to let that word go through you and marinate in you and let you know that you matter to him. It does not matter what anyone say, but you matter to the Lord Jesus Christ. And today you got to know that it matters. You matter today. You matter today. Not all the time people make you think you matter, but to the Lord Jesus Christ, you matter today. You are his today. Just continue to lean on him. Continue to depend on him. Not your blood, not your bloodline, not your mama, not your daddy, not your brother, not your sister, but lean on Jesus today. He's the one that will be there for you. He's the one that can stabilize everything in your life. And this morning, I was just encouraging someone this morning and let you know, when you're going through trials and tests and when things are happening all around you that don't make sense, that's the time you got to rely on the blood of Jesus. You got to say, Lord, I put on the whole armor. I cover my mind under the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over me, because what? The blood of Jesus is a shield of protection around you today. And say, God, I know that you can bring me through. Don't allow the situation to take your joy. That's the time you look your best. That's the time you primp and prime yourself. In other words, you may not wear no lipstick. Put on some pink lip gloss. Put on some pink eyeshadow. Why? Because you letting the devil know your assignment. I don't care what you're doing on the download, but your assignment will not be accomplished. Why? Because they're busy looking. You know how they're always looking. Oh, she ain't smiling today. But you know what? I don't care. Don't allow the devil to believe he's winning on you today. Yes, you may be going through where you're disappointed and hurt, but stand on the word of God. Let the blood of Jesus come up in you and stand in you and let you know that you are an overcomer today. The only way you can tell a person if you've been through, there's so many times you may not have liked situation, but you know what? That's the time I learned from example. That's the time you look the best. Why? Because the enemy always looking to go, aha, aha. But you know what, Noah? You don't allow them to say, aha, aha. They're going to say, well, I don't see her frowning today. I don't see her crying today. Why? Because you standing on the word of God today, and you will not take down to any situation. We're still talking about the blood. The blood will what? Rejuvenate you. The blood that gives you strength from day to day. The blood that can heal you. The blood of Jesus. It is so powerful today. And when you get down and you start saying the blood of Jesus, I guess, man, think about it. The warrior in you comes. And then you start flexing that muscle, you know, you start going, and then you start saying, oh, no, 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 not so, and not so today. Jesus died on the cross just for me, and he let me know that he's what? My body is the temple, so you cannot have my body. You cannot have its sickness. You cannot have this. In other words, think about it. What caused these things to come in your life? Maybe distress, right? What shall separate you from the love of God? Maybe with distress, persecution, things that comes in your way. You are open the door. We heard we open the door, but a lot of time we don't look at it. What were you going through? What was happening to you? And the door got open. But today, because you are the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ, apply the blood on your body today. Or apply the blood of Jesus. Allow the blood to come forth. Start using the word of God. Stop saying, whoa, 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 why, whoa, it's me. But start speaking life to your situation today and know that God is working it out just for you. Know that he promised in his word that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm reminded a long time ago, when I say a long time ago, things that God has brought me through. And a lot of times, not everyone you can tell what's going on with you. Because, you know, when you have an audience like the football team, you know, people in the stadium looking, and they're just busy looking. Sometimes you just have to bluff. I'm going to use the word bluff your way through. You may be hurting on the inside, but you cannot. You just have to keep your face and just say, God, give me the strength. Sometimes you feel like just pulling the sheet over your head, but you say, God, I'm just going to go and do what you call me to do, regardless. And it never fails. The time you feel the worst is the time you feel the attack more. But you know what? If you never had a problem, you would know God can solve it for you. It doesn't matter. He's making you today. Use the situation. Use the opposition. Use it and to stand on the word of God. Because what? The enemy wants you to take now. The enemy wants you to turn around. The enemy wants you to just give up and throw your hands up in the air and say, I'm not even going to bother anymore. But like the woman of God said, I'm going to say it right now. Oh, the devil is a liar today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's a liar. Why? Because God told me I'm a winner. I'm saying, devil, you are a liar to what you say in the word that is not going or not, is contrary to the word of God. He let us know we are a winner today. He let us know that we are overcomer today. So when the enemy speak the word that you're not going to make it, you can speak, I am an overcomer. You know what? In other words, you got a list. He say, I don't have this. I am rich today. And God promised to supply my needs according to his riches in glory. So whatever it may be today, you don't have to take down to the word of opposition. You don't have to prove anything. But you know what? Know that God is the one. He's the one you got to answer to. Know that God is looking to and fro. And it doesn't matter what is done on the outside, but he's looking to see what you going to do. In other words, forward. Are you going to believe my word? Are you going to stand on my word? Are you going to know that you are, you belong to me? Do you know that today? Do you know that? So today, rise and shine and know that you are an overcomer today, and know that the blood of Jesus is what been bringing you through, not your bloodline blood, because you know what? It's so corrupted. It's so messed up. But the blood of Jesus is the best. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Dungy.
Hallelujah. Good morning. This is an apropos subject today. I thank you, Apostle, Lord God, for being obedient to God's word. I hear that there are some on the line that's saying, it's too late for me, or I've done too much. God can't forgive me. God forgives all. I'm reminded of the centurion that was sitting at the base of the cross, one of the ones that was helping to crucify Jesus. And then when they pierced Jesus in the side, that the blood and the water came out, and it lit down on top of that centurion, and he was immediately made whole. He immediately gave his life to Christ. Right at the point of Jesus' resurrection, his crucifixion, the centurion was made whole. And then there was a man on the cross just before he gave his last breath. He said, "Jesus, I believe in you." And God, and Jesus told him, "I will see you in paradise." So it's not too late. It's not too late. And there's nothing we can do. There's nothing too big or too small that God will not forgive for us. And so I thank God for the blood. I pray the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of each and every person's mind, over the families that are represented on this line today. And I thank God for his immaculate transferring blood. I mean, we don't have to go and get hooked up to no machine. When God said he forgives us, when Jesus died on the cross that we might live, immediately we are changed and made whole. And I just thank God for today. I thank him for his love. I thank him for his grace. I thank him for this platform, this radio station, this broadcast. I thank him for Apostle and Bishop that God has put it upon their hearts to minister love and life to people. And I thank God for the hearts and minds of the people that are receiving his love, receiving his ever-changing, immaculate blood, his life-giving, breathing blood into their hearts and minds today. And I thank you it can transfer to all those who we love and speak to. It's not just for us, but it's for us to take it and go out into the world and preach life to those that God put in our pathway. I just thank God today, and I love you. I love you, Apostle. I thank you for allowing me to come and spend time with you guys last week. It was so awesome, and I'm still running on that. I'm still running on that love, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost hookup that he has placed in our pathway. I just give God all the glory. Receive God. Receive Jesus into your life today. He's the only one that has the power to change us from the inside out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, too, for being there and being able to come. And, you know, we miss you, and we still hooked up to you, too. And in between this broadcast, I was reading your book, one of your books.
Praise God.
Books, you know, so Diane say, "Well, you just, it's so, is that good?" I say, "Yeah." She say, "I ask you what you want something to eat, and you ain't even answer." You know.
Well, I sent you the fourth one too. It's on its way, so you should get it sometime next month. They say so.
Okay.
The one you
give Diane, so. And give Diane your address, you know. So also, praise God.
Yes.
All right. Praise God. We thank God for our own Pastor Dungy. Praise God. We thank God for, pardon me, for being with us today. And you, of course, you. And if you have a few minutes you want to call in and say something, you can. You have that same opportunity now. Come on. Say something if you want to. Did you get blessed? All right. Now we're going to turn over to our sister Diane. Praise God today.
To take us out.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know you all was blessed by that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Pastor Dungy. Ain't God good? I tell you, knowing that he covered you under the blood, he took care of you and gave you that blood transfusion. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. And know today, Lord, if you need to accept Christ in your life, you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, do call us in, 347-857-3925. And we will be happy to lead you to Christ today, knowing that you're covered under the blood. Know that you can plead the blood of Jesus over you, and he is there protecting you with your own personal angels standing guard round about you. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind today. I plead the blood of Jesus over my heart today. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family today. I plead the blood of Jesus. Say it, mean, believe what you say, and know that it is already done today. I tell you, and don't even stop there. You can even join us every Friday night, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls prayer line. And that calling number is 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed him to steal from us. Show the devil that you mean business when you got your blood transfusion today. I tell you, knowing today that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, you speak the word over yourself today. So come on, let's join together, band together tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Wailing Walls prayer line. If you would like to bless the woman of God and say, woman of God, I thank you for the words that you impart in me. I thank you for encouraging me. I thank you for blessing and praying for my family, allowing God to use you. You can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can go ahead and visit us at our website at LogionInternationalMinistriesInc.com, and that's LOGION InternationalMinistriesInc.com, and go ahead and hit that donate button and bless the woman of God today. Know that we will be praying and continually be praying for you. Be blessed and hope to hear you on the prayer line tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
That's when things start happening. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying, God.